Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, let's cut straight to it.
Let's do it.
The world of meme coin trading, it feels like a total whirlwind sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Fortunes made and lost, like, instantly.
Exactly. And if you've ever wondered how some people, you know, seem to catch those huge pumps before everyone else piles in,
then this deep dive is definitely for you.
Yeah. We're going to focus, really focus, on one specific strategy today.
Right. Forget all the noise for a bit. We're talking about Twitter scraping.
Twitter scraping. And specifically, why analysis and testing by AvAI seems to show it consistently beating other common tools.
Mm-hmm. Our mission basically is to figure out why. Why does this particular method seem to work so well, according to them?
Okay. And we're pulling directly from AvAI's work here, getting into the nuts and bolts of it.
No fluff, just the mechanics and the reasoning from their analysis.
So let's start at the beginning. Meme coins. What's the fundamental game here, according to AvAI?
Well, they boil down to one core principle: attention arbitrage.
Attention arbitrage. Okay, unpack that a little.
It means, unlike, you know, regular stocks where you look at company performance.
Exact fundamentals.
Exactly. With meme coins, it's almost entirely driven by hype, by collective belief, by social trends. Where is everyone looking?
So arbitraging that attention means getting in before the crowd really forms.
Precisely. You're capitalizing on shifts in that collective focus. AvAI kind of outlines two main ways people approach this.
Okay.
First, there's what they call tech-driven. This is like following the big money, the whales.
The smart money trackers and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You see a whale buy, you buy. You're following momentum that's already started.
Okay, strategy one, follow the leader. What's the second?
The second is market-driven. This is more about predicting the attention surge, trying to anticipate the FOMO, get in early.
Before that big wave hits and pushes the price way up.
You got it. And the really key finding from AvAI here is that buying based on early, credible hype signals, well, tends to work out better.
Better than chasing a pump that's already, you know, halfway up the mountain.
Right. It just makes sense, doesn't it? Your entry point is lower. You're not fighting a massive influx of buyers.
Okay, so early hype beats chasing momentum. That brings us to the tools people actually use now.
Yeah, the common stuff. Smart money trackers, whale alerts. You see those KOL signal bots.
Oh, yeah, the Telegram shill channels. They're everywhere.
They are. And AvAI looked closely at the smart money tools specifically.
Those dashboards that show you what the supposedly successful wallets are doing?
Mm-hmm. They sort of group them into two types. You've got crowdsourced indexes, like Chain.fm is an example.
Where users sort of tag wallets they think are smart.
Yeah. It aggregates performance based on what the crowd thinks is successful. Then you have curated data sets.
Like GMGN or DBOT.
Exactly. Where they pre-select a specific list of wallets they deem, you know, highly profitable and track those.
Okay. So these tools exist. They seem useful.
Mm.
What's the catch? Why aren't they the ultimate edge?
The main issue, according to AvAI, is simply timing.
Timing? How so?
Well, think about it. By the time several whales have bought in and those transactions get picked up by the trackers and you get an alert,
the best entry point is probably long gone.
Exactly. Their buy-in price was almost certainly lower than what you can get at that point. So your potential upside is already capped compared to theirs.
Right. You're reacting to their move after the fact. Makes sense. So relying only on those isn't the best plan.
Probably not, no.
Mm-mm.
AAI suggests thinking of them as just one signal among others, not the whole picture.
Okay, so what's the alternative then? How do you build a stronger case for a trade?
They propose this idea of a composite meme signal system, basically stacking different indicators together to build conviction.
Stacking conviction. I like that. What kind of signals are we talking about?
Okay, so it includes things like monitoring Twitter for keywords that are suddenly picking up steam. Momentum.
Like a specific meme or ticker suddenly trending.
Yeah. Also looking for fresh token renaming events. Sometimes that signals a new push.
Interesting. What else?
Then there's watching for the first tweets about a token from big key opinion leaders, KOLs. Yeah, accounts with maybe 100K plus reach.
Getting that initial influencer mention.
Right. Plus, surges in shilling activity across lots of Telegram groups, say 10 or more.
Okay.
And yes, they still factor in smart money inflow volume, but it's just one piece of that puzzle.
Wow, that sounds like a lot to track, all at once, in real time.
It is, and that's the challenge AII really highlights. For most individual traders, juggling all that is incredibly difficult, almost impossible manually.
Right, you'd need some serious setup.
Which leads us directly to their preferred strategy, Twitter scraping.
Okay, Twitter scraping sounds a bit technical. What does it actually mean in this meme coin context?
Basically, it's about using tools, maybe APIs or custom scripts, to automatically monitor Twitter for the absolute earliest signs of interest or hype.
Before it hits the telecom channels, before the smart money dashboards even register it?
That's the goal. Aave AI calls it front-running the meme narrative cycle. You're trying to catch the spark before it becomes a fire.
Front-running the narrative. Okay, so how does it work in practice? Aave AI mentioned two main types.
Yeah, they break it down. Type one is what they call celebrity or mainstream contract address drops. CA drops.
Ah, okay. Like when someone famous, maybe not even crypto famous, just tweets out a coin address.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could be a politician, a big YouTuber, someone totally unexpected if your scraper catches that instantly.
The potential for quick gains could be huge, right? Because of their massive reach.
Huge.
Yeah.
Aave AI calls this the cleanest alpha sometimes. They mentioned seeing price jumps like 2x, even 10x, literally within minutes.
Wow. And the accounts to watch aren't just crypto people.
No, that's the key. Politicians, gamers, maybe accounts connected to Elon Musk somehow, even people deep in the Doge ecosystem, it's broad.
Okay, so that's type one, unexpected mainstream drops. What's type two? Post-hype fair launches. Sounds more complex.
It is a bit more nuanced. This is where a narrative or a theme starts bubbling up first. Think maybe AI tokens getting hot or something related to a political event.
So a story starts trending.
Right. And then you use Twitter scraping to spot new tokens launching, maybe on platforms like Pump.Fun or 4.Meme, that are trying to ride that specific narrative wave.
I see. The narrative comes first, then the token tries to capitalize. What are the specific Twitter signals you're scraping for here?
You're looking for the very early shill comments, mentions before there's much liquidity, signs of a community forming.
Like grassroots buzz.
Exactly. AVI also talks about tracking volume milestones, like, okay, just hit 500K market cap, now $1 million, now $2 million, watching that early velocity.
And the key is spotting this coordination on Twitter before it shows up on the smart money dashboards.
That's the edge. You're potentially seeing that ground level interest build way earlier, which usually means a much better entry point, better risk reward.
Okay, that makes sense. Getting in before the bigger players even notice.
Precisely. And this ties into a concept AVI calls the meme signal triangle.
The meme signal triangle.
Okay.
What's that?
It's this idea that in meme coin strategies, there's always a trade-off between three things: frequency, win rate, and reward.
Frequency, win rate, reward. You mean like how often you trade, how often you win, and how much you make when you do win?
Exactly. And AVI argues you basically can't maximize all three at the same time. There's always a trade-off.
You can't have it all. So if you trade really often,
your win rate might be lower, maybe smaller rewards per trade because you're chasing more marginal opportunities. High frequency.
And if you wait for only the best setups found via scraping?
You might trade less often, lower frequency, but the goal is a higher win rate and potentially much bigger rewards when you hit.
Okay. So where do the common smart money tools fit versus scraping on this triangle?
Well, the smart money tools, because they react to lots of whale trades, they tend to lean towards frequency. Lots of potential signals.
But maybe not the best quality signals in terms of timing or reward potential.
That's the argument, yeah. The entry points might be late, hitting your win rate and reward size. Scraping strategies, on the other hand,
they're going for a lower frequency but higher win rate and reward.
That's what Aave AI suggests they prioritize, focusing on those high conviction early signals of attention.
And when they compared them side by side, scraping came out on top for finding consistent alpha, that edge.
That was their conclusion. Based on the analysis and testing they shared, yes. Scraping seemed to offer a more consistent advantage.
Okay. But there has to be a catch, right? If it's that good, everyone would be doing it.
Ah, yes. The big critical caveat. Alpha decay.
Alpha decay. Meaning the edge disappears as more people use the strategy.
Precisely. The more traders start scraping for the exact same signals, the faster those opportunities get competed away. the edge diminishes.
So that clean alpha from a celebrity drop might vanish in seconds if too many bots are watching.
Exactly. Av AI is pretty clear that the most successful scraping operations right now are often internal, private.
Kept within trading groups, maybe token-gated communities.
Yeah, and they have to constantly evolve, constantly tweak their methods to stay ahead. It's not like there's some public set-it-and-forget-it silver bullet scraper out there.
Right. They're managing expectations. Don't think you can just download an app and print money.
Definitely not.
So for someone listening, what's the real takeaway here? If finding a magic tool is unrealistic, what should they focus on?
The main message seems to be understand the principles. Understand the mechanics of how Twitter scraping works, why it works. Understand attention arbitrage.
Don't just blindly copy a tool.
Right. Focus on building your own conviction-based strategies. Learn how to read the data, how to sense that community sentiment building.
And that core advice they gave.
Trade narratives, not noise.
Trade narratives, not noise. Focus on the story driving the attention, the real early signs of interest, not just random pumps.
That seems to be the essence of it.
Okay, so let's recap. This deep dive into AI's analysis really suggests that, yeah, effective Twitter scraping.
Looking for those very early signals of hype and attention.
Can genuinely provide a significant edge in the crazy world of meme coins, spotting the sparks before the fire.
But it demands a real understanding of how these narratives start and spread.
And recognizing that the easy-to-find public tools probably won't cut it long-term because of alpha decay.
Exactly. The real sustainable edge seems to lie in that deeper understanding, that constant adaptation.
Fascinating stuff. It really makes you think, doesn't it? This whole idea of attention arbitrage. It feels bigger than just meme coins.
Mm-hmm. Where else is that dynamic at play?
Yeah. Where else are narratives and collective focus driving value, maybe in ways we don't always recognize? Other markets, cultural trends, something to chew on.
Definitely food for thought.
Well, thanks for digging into this with us. Another great deep dive.